Do you think about making dynasty trades even while watching football games?
Are you thinking of player values when you should be thinking of family values? Then you may have a trading problem.
Don't worry, you're not alone. I am Dynasty Outhouse and I have a trading problem.
And I'm Brian Haar and I also have a trading problem.
Join us for the Trade Addicts podcast where you can be with like-minded people and talk about everything in the NFL in the context of dynasty trade values.
News and notes, make amends, keep trade buys, all these things we will cover every week.
And don't forget Trade Addicts trades.
So when you're done listening to this fine DLF family podcast, please tune in to the Trade Addicts podcast.
Thank you and enjoy your podcast.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host this week, Matt Price. With me, as always, John Bosch. My co-host is ready to take on one new exciting competitor. We do have a returner. We'll start with him first. Nathan Powell was in the Tournament of Champions Finals with me and Ryan McDowell last season. He is back for season two, trying to get a spot in this season's Tournament of Champions. Nathan, how's it going, man? And tell everybody where they can find you and your work.
You can find my podcast, Dynasty Tradecast, on RotoViz Radio, and you can find the Dynasty Double Take on the DLF Family Podcast, also known as the podcast network that hosts this show. And occasionally I'll write a few words on DLF, DynastyLeagueFootball.com.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But also, before you continue on, I need to remind everyone, I'm the first ever winner of Dynasty Game Night. Me and Dan were on the first episode, and I won, so no big deal.
That's true.
You also created
Dynasty. How could I forget that? Yeah.
that's true. However, I did not play episode one. I was the host. So that's really the only reason. You know that.
I mean, probably.
That's probably true.
And we also have a guy who you may have heard on several other podcasts over the last couple of weeks. He's been making the rounds. We have Jordan McNamara from UTH, and he's the author of Analytics of Dynasty. Honestly, I think you're probably too smart for this show, Jordan, so I'm not sure why you're slumming it here with us, but I hope you're doing good. I hope you have a good time, and tell everybody about yourself and where they can find you.
Oh, geez, that's a lot of pressure to live up to. Now it's all downside. I mean, you gotta go the other way, and that, you know, you always got to set the foundation low. I was on with Nathan, the Dynasty Tradecast earlier this week. I have released the Analytics of Dynasty, which is an e-strategy book. It comes as a PDF form. It's a research basically of 10 years of Dynasty data that I got my hands on. Gives a lot of information and a lot of strategy on team building and player selection and, you know, a lot of things in there that I think are different than some of the stuff that's commonly thought of. So it's just some different strategies and stuff like that. You can get it at analyticsofdynasty.com/shop. You can get the book for $30. It's available for immediate download once you purchase it. And you can get a strategy session with me one-on-one. We get together and talk team building, you know, work on your roster, those sorts of things. And you can get that as well as the book for $50. You can find me on Twitter at McNamara Dynasty if you have any questions, and you can also find me at uthdynasty.com. We're doing player spotlights at this point. So,
awesome. Thanks for being on the show, Jordan. And, of course, John, how are you doing, buddy?
I am ready to go, Matt. I am fired up. It feels like it's been a while since we've actually played against some competitors and you host. It's been a while since this scenario, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's been a few episodes. I do want to mention, like Nathan said, we are presented by the DLF family of podcasts. Please check out that feed for all of the great podcasts at Dynasty League Football, including Nathan's, including this one, including the Superflex Super Show, which was on, I was on a couple of weeks ago. All kinds of great shows. The Trade Addicts podcast. So you can get that in all in one place in the DLF family of podcasts feed. Also, we still have a few shirts left. $10. Pretty swinging deal for a fantasy football shirt. And they are soft and comfortable as all hell. John, I think, is probably wearing one right now. So anyway, we're going to get to some games. We have three games tonight. We're going to play a variation on ADP BS called Points Scored BS, similar game, but using points instead of ADP. We're going to play the name game, of course, and we'll have a round of ADP Cliffhanger. John, do I have to ask where we're starting? Are we starting with the name game?
I was actually going to be polite and let the newcomer choose.
Oh, okay. Jordan, you have a preference of where we start
here? I'm interested in Points Scored BS.
Okay, let's do that. Points Scored BS. So, for a reminder, or if you're a first-time listener, this is a bidding game. I'm going to give a position, a number of players within that position, and then a points threshold that these players will meet. And then our guests will bid on how many they think they can get correctly. If somebody bids a number and then the next person in the order decides there's no way they can get that, they can call BS and challenge them. The person with the high bid must name all of the names that they bid. So if they bid five names, they have to name all five. If they are able to do that, they score 2 points. If they are unable to do that, then the challenger scores 1 point. So, Jordan, since you picked the game, I'll let you pick the position. You can pick any of the four major fantasy positions.
Running back.
Running back. Okay. From weeks 1 to 16 in 2018, 8 running backs scored more than 200 fantasy points. How many of those 8 do you think you can name?
5.
We'll go to Nathan.
BS.
All right, BS, Jordan, give me 5 running backs that scored more than 200 points from weeks 1 to 16 of 2018.
Christian McCaffrey. Todd Correct. Gurley.
Correct.
Alvin Kamara.
That's correct.
Saquon Barkley.
That's 4. One Zeke. More. And Zeke, you actually got the top 5 scorers. Nathan, no points for you. Jordan's
see,
on the board with 2.
See, my thinking here was, in the BS game, people tend to get a little too excited and think they can do a little bit more than they can. I thought Jordan was like, he said 5. I was like, ooh, I don't know if he can do it. But then he did it pretty easily. So definitely not a good strategy by me, but, you know, it was worth a shot.
I definitely agree with you, but, you know, he just finished writing a book about this stuff, so I'm pretty sure he's got all these names on lock. John, did you have something?
No, I was just going to say, let's see if we can get the rest.
Oh, yeah, sure. We have 3 left. Any other guesses?
Me?
Anyone. Throw them out.
Oh, I was going to
Sure.
Jordan,
if you can run the category, give it a shot.
Show us all up.
I'm tapped out at 5.
Okay.
Did James
Conner,
get there?
Did get there in 12 games. He's the 7th with 215.6 fantasy points.
Did Chubb
Mixon
get
there? Oh, sorry. I'm
Mixon.
Yeah, Mixon's there.
Nope.
Oh, no.
No Mixon.
Hmm.
Two. I'll give you a hint. Both of these players only played in 11 games, both of them.
Hunt and somebody.
Kareem Hunt, correct, 8th with 204.2 points in 11 games.
Dalvin.
Nope.
Dalvin Cook?
Everybody hates Melvin Gordon. They're only going to give him no credit ever.
Oh, no.
Ever. Jeez, number 6, right. When only 11 games played, 218.9 fantasy points. Okay, Jordan's on the board with 2 points. We will start with him again this time. And usually when you start with a player, they don't end up as the one who takes the bid.
No.
So I'm a little bit nervous about letting him start again. But
hey, if he's aggressive and somebody else is timid, that
more power
works out
to
for him.
Jordan, what position would you like next?
Receiver.
Wide receiver. Again, from weeks 1 to 16 of 2018, this time there were 10 wide receivers who scored more than 175 fantasy points. How many of those 10 do you think you can name?
3.
Jordan says 3. We'll go to John this time. So you didn't get in there last.
I'll say 4.
4.
I'll say 5.
Nathan says 5. Back to Jordan.
How many did you say there was? 10?
Yeah. So you can bid more than 5 or call BS on Nathan.
6.
The newcomer's going strong.
You only have to get one wrong for it to work out for in my favor. Oh man, I think I'm gonna see if you can do six, because I know if I go seven, Nathan's gonna call BS.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's 100% coming.
All right, let's hear it, Jordan. Do it again, man.
Might have gotten over my skis a little bit. Let's see. Antonio Brown.
That's correct. Number one with 219.7.
Devontae Adams.
Correct. Number two with 218.6.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is number five with 193.
I said six, right?
You did. Three more.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
That's correct. Number nine, 176.2.
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is correct. Number 10. Number 10 with 175.8. Just hit it by 0.8. You have one more to name.
The best wide receiver in the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins.
That's true. He is. Number 4, 203.8 fantasy points. Does it again. You're going to run the category? You got some more in there?
No, I don't. I think I'm out. I think that was my max.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is correct at number 7, 187.6.
Thielen.
Adam Thielen at number 6, so 190.6. Like all of that in the first half of the season.
Yeah, obviously. did Amari end up getting there based on the end of the season?
There's one really obvious one you guys should have gotten.
Oh, did OBJ get there?
One obvious one and one not so obvious.
Hmm.
He played for the best offense in the league.
Tyreek Hill. Jeez, how do we
number three at 217.4?
I legit wrote him down and then I forgot.
The last guy plays for, I guess, maybe the second or third best offense in the league.
Robert Woods.
Cooks.
Robert Woods, number eight. Eight overall from weeks 1 to 16. 177.1 points.
He is always unknown and undervalued. Good Lord.
It is true. All right, Jordan's got 4 points. Somebody's got to get 2 points in the next game, or this is already over. Jordan, pick the next position.
Tight end.
Tight end or quarterback. Tight end. We're avoiding John's favorite position. I love it. From weeks 1 to 16 of 2018, 11 tight ends scored at least 80 fantasy points. So that bar is getting lower and lower. I don't know if you noticed that. The bar for tight ends is only 80 to get to 11.
Yeah, when you go to tight end, the bar like barely gets off the ground at that
point. So how many out of 11 that scored at least 80 fantasy points in 2018 do you think you can get?
Three.
Five.
Nathan says five, John.
I'll go six.
Six.
I'll go seven.
Jordan,
not get back to
Jordan,
me at all now.
Jordan. If you sweep this is ridiculous. Go ahead.
Just
do
say
it, Nathan.
I'm not
going to
get eight.
Get in the game. Nathan, get in the game. It's 11. You can miss three of them.
Wait, I can miss three of them?
Well, no, you can. No. There's three. You don't have to name three out of the 11.
No, totally I'm not going to get eight of the 11.
All right, Jordan's on the spotlight again. 11 tight ends with at least 80 fantasy points, Jordan.
And I need eight, right?
You need eight.
All right, well, it's Kelsey.
He only needs seven, not eight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I need seven. Okay.
Thanks for being nice, Nathan. Travis Kelsey, number one, with 185.4 fantasy points.
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz, number two, 162.8.
George Kittle.
George Kittle, number three, 149.8.
By the way, the highest tight end three in the last 11 years.
It's crazy.
Eric.
Like the most points scored by the tight end three?
It was a crazy year for the way the top three fell. Eric Ebron.
Number four, 144.2.
Do you just have the list of top tight end scorers written down?
No, I just did a lot of
it's
tight end
part of
research
the book,
the
Nathan.
Book. Jared Cook.
Number five. 122.8. Now it gets tough. The top four are all above 144.2. The fifth one at Cook is at 122.8, and then it falls off of a cliff. The scoring it's kind of crazy.
All right, I'm gonna go with Austin Hooper.
Number 9, 85.3 points.
Can you say again the number of points that it needed to be over 80?
80.
David Njoku.
David Njoku, number 11, last on the list with 81.7.
Did I get 7?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 7. Yep, you did it. Nice work.
OJ Howard.
OJ Howard, correct. Number 7, 86.5.
Ingram and Burton.
Ingram is incorrect. Burton is number 6, 89.8.
Burton was the tight end 6 this year? Jesus, that's how bad.
From 1 to 16. From 1 to 16. And this is according to Fantasy Pros.
That's so bad.
Right? Yeah, so like that's the cliff. At 5, 122 point, and then it falls to 89.8. And then the difference between 1 and 11 is 104 points, which is nonsense.
And there was a top 8 tight end who didn't play like the last quarter of the season with O.J. Howard.
Yeah. He played 10 games. Everybody else on the list played 15, except for Gronk is the one you got. Another one you have missed. He played 12. There's one more. One more that nobody likes and everybody hates and because he's boring.
Vance McDonald?
Kyle Rudolph, number 8. 85.5 points. Wah, wah. That's 6 points for Jordan, you guys. We can play quarterback just for fun, but Jordan has won this game, hands down.
Let's play it for fast.
All right, we'll start with John this time, and then we'll go to Nathan, and then Jordan last, just for fun on this one.
So whatever number I say, I have to be very confident.
Well, do you want to pick who starts? Would you rather not start?
No, go with me. That's
7 quarterbacks scored more than 300 fantasy points from weeks 1 to 16. How many can you name?
Give me a second.
Is this 4-point passing touchdown?
Yes, question mark, whatever the standard Fantasy Pro scoring.
I think it is 4.
John, you can get all 7. Just bust it out, 7 right now.
What was the threshold?
This is probably the easiest one, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'll say 5.
Jordan, you going to name all 7?
I wanted to make it easy.
BS.
Might as well. Go for it, Jordan. I'll wait.
BS. All right, Nathan.
All right, let's cook. Patty Mahomes.
Yep.
Drew Brees.
399.7. Drew Brees, number 7, 303.8.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is incorrect. You lose, Nathan.
On.
You don't even get an imaginary point.
Jordan even takes the imaginary one. Man.
Brady. Get out of here. He was like 13. He wasn't even a QB1, I don't think, if I remember right. I don't have it right
in front
of me.
The fact that he was so good in the playoffs just made me forget that he was incompetent in the regular season.
Was he, though? I mean, he was the first two games, but the Super Bowl didn't even throw a touchdown. Do you want to keep going, Nathan?
Going with what?
More names.
Oh.
Pretend you didn't say Tom Brady.
Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson, number 5, 309.9.
Okay. And then Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, number 6. You're missing 2, 3, and 4.
Jared Goff?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I'm out. Go ahead.
Matt Ryan is correct.
Yeah,
325.7. No. Yeah.
Russell Wilson? Oh, no.
Nope.
Hmm. Rodgers?
Did they say Ben Roethlisberger?
I did not say that.
Number 2. And then somebody just said Rodgers, number 4.
Who's that? I never heard of him.
For all of the, Rodgers, such a down year, blah, 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 only quarterback 4. Just sorry. Sorry for only being quarterback 4, you guys.
Poor, pitiful
Packer fans. All right. Well, Jordan takes game 1. Jordan, you get to pick the next game, cliffhanger or the name game.
Name game.
There we go.
All right. Again, for new listeners, the way the name game works, this is kind of like the Wheel of Fortune category before and after, where you'll get a set of clues. Both parts of the answer have to fit those clues. And it's kind of like the end of one name blends into the first name of the second part of the answer. So the theme this week are animals.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see how this goes. The way this game works, if you guys get it on the first set of clues, it's worth 3 points. If I have to give you one hint, it's worth 2 points. And I have to give you another hint, then it's worth 1 point. Your name is your buzzer. So when you think you know it, buzz in. If you buzz in and you get it wrong, then you are out until everybody else has had a chance to guess.
What do you mean your name's your buzzer? Okay. Type it in the chat.
So just say Jordan.
No, you say.
Just say Jordan. Or whatever you want your name to be. You can be anyone you want, Jordan. Probably.
My name is actually Jordan Nathan John.
No, I was going to say Jordan probably wants to stay with Jordan since, you know, to stay on brand and all that.
I was going to say, like, can my name just be A? And I'll say A, but no, I'll stick with Nathan.
Sure, you could do that. I don't care. I'm easy. Animal themed name game. Here we go. First clue. AFC East running back and the largest living land animal.
Sony Michelle Lyon. Oh, Nathan, sorry.
Say that again.
John. Nathan, say your name.
Yeah, because it was wrong. I want you to say it.
Okay, Sony Michelle
Lyon.
Say that,
and then I'll buzz in.
That lion is the largest animal in the world.
I don't know.
The largest animal in the world.
I wasn't thinking.
John.
It's not my night.
John, try again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
John, Sony Michelle.
Sony Michelle Offense. That's right. Sony Michelle Offense.
Michelle Lyon. Wow.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right. Next, John gets three points. Next one. This one I might have to give you an extra clue on, I guess, a free one. A large bovid. Do you guys know what a bovid is? All right. It's kind of – a bovid is like the same kind of family or class of animal as cows. Okay?
Oh, see, I knew bovine.
So large bovid synonymous with Yellowstone National Park and NFC East wide receiver. John.
Buffalo Del Beckham Jr.
That's correct. Buffalo Del Beckham Jr. 3 more points. 6. Next clue. AFC East wide receiver and large marine mammal. John.
This one's going to make me real mad if I get
it
wrong.
I don't know.
Isn't
this
it?
Is probably the hardest.
It is Julian Edel manatee.
That is incorrect. Not a mammal.
Oh,
they're not a mammal.
They're not mammals. Oh.
Would you, the two left like a.
I thought you were putting that in there just for my red list name.
Would you guys like a second clue or do you want to try guessing?
Can you say the first clue again?
Yes. AFC East wide receiver and large marine mammal. I can give you a clue whenever you guys want.
All right. I'm ready if you are, Jordan.
Would you like a clue about the team of the wide receiver or about the animal?
The animal.
The animal also has tusks. So it's a large tusked marine mammal.
AFC East wide receiver. Large tusked animal.
Mammal.
Oh, mammal. I got it. I mean, I know the animal. I know.
John,
I know,
if I'm allowed to.
I know the animal.
Again,
I just don't know the wide receiver.
Well, you got to let these guys both get it wrong.
Jordan.
First. Jordan.
Kenny Stillion?
No.
Nope. Do you want the final clue, Nathan?
Yes.
The team is the New York Jets.
Yes, it is.
John's.
Oh, right. Quincy Anu Walrus.
That's
on.
Correct.
Yes,
Quincy Anu Walrus.
Good job,
for 1
Nathan.
Point.
Ah, it's killing me. And I even thought, like, wait a second. I don't think a manatee is a mammal, but. Ah, my brain went right there when you went there, Matt. Now I hope I ruined a future clue because Julian Edel manatee would have been awesome.
You did not. Next one. Highly social black and white cetacean.
The fuck is
cetacean? Do you guys know what a cetacean is?
Nope.
Is it a horse?
Fucking Wangles.
I guess
where
I'll just tell you, but it's going to probably give away the animal right away. It's a whale, what? Like a whale.
Okay.
Highly social black and white cetacean and okay. NFC East wide receiver.
got the animal, but...
Do you have the right name of the animal?
Yes.
Okay.
NFC East wide receiver. Oh, I got it. Nathan.
Yep.
Or Kamari Cooper.
That's correct. Or Kamari Cooper for 3 points. 4 points. John leading 6-4. Jordan, get on the board, buddy.
How many do we have?
You have three left. Three clues
This
left.
Is the hardest game for newcomers, Jordan.
Yeah,
don't
it's,
feel
it's
bad.
Not
I
easy
suck
game.
At this,
this
category every time I ever hear it. So,
okay. Intelligent relative of Baltimore's mascot and NFC South tight end.
John?
John.
Oh, I hope a crow is a relative, because I'm going to go Crow J. Howard.
Oh, that's come correct. On.
All Howard. Right. Oh, thank you, Always Sunny, for always making me think about crows.
Crow milk. Fight milk. Three more points for John.
Get your crow team.
Made with real crows.
Two clues left. NFC South wide receiver. And arboreal, do you know what arboreal means?
Yes.
Okay, arboreal primate, endemic to Madagascar. Endemic means that's the only place they live.
NFC South wide receiver?
NFC South wide receiver.
John.
John.
Calvin Ridley-Lemer.
That's correct, Calvin Ridley-Lemer.
Booyah!
All right, John won, we get it.
This game's over. This game's over, but we got one more. 12. It's 12-4-0. We gotta stop playing name game, I think, John, because I really think that we have a serious advantage at it. Because if we play it all the time, and these guys probably don't.
You do realize it's like the favorite game.
It's really fun.
Literally zero information given in it, but it's the game that people like and respond to more than any other game we play.
It's true. Okay, last clue, just for funsies. John has taken this game 12-4-0 so far. Slow and peaceful plant-eating aquatic mammal and AFC South running back.
NFC South?
Yes.
NFC South, okay.
No, sorry, AFC South.
AFC South, okay.
I'm going to give
a clue. Don't give the clue, because I already know what the clue is going to be, so...
Oh, okay.
Yes,
no,
yes
don't. I don't think
I promise
you
I do. Okay. AFC South wide receiver. I mean, running back.
No, running back.
AFC South.
AFC South.
John.
John.
Man of T.J. Yeldon.
That's
Damn
correct.
It.
Man
yes.
of T.J. Yeldon.
I was trying to think of players' names that started with E, and I couldn't think of any because I knew it was Manatee because that was the clue that Matt was about to give. I was like, shut up.
Well, I was gonna say this animal lives near you, Nathan, or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna say that we've already talked about this animal. That's what I thought the clue was gonna be.
No.
Yeah, you are close to Manatee County.
Yeah,
actually,
you live. Yeah, I've gone
next to Gibsonton, which has the power plants with the manatees.
Yeah, and I've gone boating up in Crystal River over there. You see them mm-hmm. all the time up there, those and big old tarpons. Well, that's the name game, everybody. John wins 3 on that one, didn't he? 15-4-0.
Name game Crush. Back on track. Suck it, Russ.
I would just like to point
Suck
out,
it,
though,
Russ.
That the first Dynasty game night that I won, I had lost the first two games, and it was 1-1-0. I had tied. I mean, I had won the third game and then won the tiebreaker. So it's coming.
It's true.
Version two right now.
It's true. However, the third game is not the trade game this time. So
damn it!
I cannot believe you remember that, Nathan. Good.
I
Lord.
Can't either. I don't remember that. Actually, I think I do because Dan yells at it about it. Yells about it all the time. I guess an asterisk or something. All right. Last game is ADP Cliffhanger. We are playing with actual January ADP, not positional. So overall ADP, this is all the positions grouped together. Since this is going to be a harder game, we're going to do 21 points before you go over the cliff. And for new listeners, basically your goal is to not score points in this game. So I will give a player. Our guests will give the exact ADP number that they think that player falls at, and the number away from the actual answer, it will be added to their score. Once they get 21 points, or I guess 22 points, once they go over 21, they are out of the game. So it's an elimination game.
And it's January ADP?
And it's January. Unfortunately, we do not have February just yet.
This feels like a game that could end in one round.
It's maybe possible. I don't think I made any that are hard, though. So
okay.
I didn't go like to number 240 or anything. All right. So we'll just we'll start with... And you don't need to do any buzzing in this one. You just will go in order. John won the last game, so we'll start with him. First player is Patrick Mahomes.
37.
John says 37. Nathan, we'll go to you.
Oh, I'm supposed to guess what I think the number is? Sorry.
Yeah.
41.
You can guess the same number as John, too, if you really want.
41.
41. Jordan?
31.
Says 31. The actual answer is 28.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, so my heavens.
Jordan takes on, has 3 points. Nathan has 13 points. And John has 9 points.
Man, so he wasn't even far out of, like, it was a big deal that he got in a round two. Ryan just posted that today, tweeted that, I think.
He got into round two in January?
February.
In February.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
February's?
So
oh, wow.
I figured he couldn't have been that close. That's why I went, like, back end. Oh, dang.
I'm still not taking him in the second round of a one quarterback league. Or the third round.
I don't think I could either, but Ryan made a good point. He listed a whole bunch of players. Like, would you trade this player for Patrick Mahomes right now? I probably wouldn't have to any of them, but Brandon
that,
Cooks, I think.
But
was
it isn't.
On the list, but.
It isn't really. I mean, I understand the exercise, but I don't really think that's the point. You know, it's a opportunity cost kind of thing.
Agreed.
Anyway, in an auction, I might pay up for him, but you know. All right, next player, Cooper Kupp.
Who are we starting with?
We'll start with Jordan since he has the lowest score.
I'll go Jordan, me, you this time, Nathan. This is January. Okay.
40.
Jordan says 40. Nathan?
No, I go next.
Okay. Or John?
I'm going to go... God, I want to go 5 away from Jordan, but I don't really want to go all the way to 45. I don't really want to go to 35. I think 40 is... I'll go 45 and see what happens.
Okay.
I think people don't like him as much as me and you, Matt.
It's probably true.
I'll go 46.
46.
Good strategy, Nathan.
I mean, I'm going to lose anyways because I have already 13 freaking points.
I think I'm over.
If we're all over, we're screwed.
6. All right. The actual answer is 40.
Oh, come on.
On the dot. 40.
Wowza.
Jordan stays at 3. Nathan jumps up to 19. John jumps up to 40 or 14, not 40, 14. Mm. So Nathan
is peering over that cliff.
Nathan is staring over that cliff for sure. Next player, his teammate Robert Woods. Jordan, we'll start with you.
That's a good
strategy. I like that.
Did you just bid the same?
But yeah,
over?
He can't be right. You can't be right now because you were right the first time.
Can't be right, but you know that they're close. You know it.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm down by 11 points. How many? I can get up to. I can get 7 without going over the cliff. So I'm going to say. I'm going to say 47.
47.
I think people like Kupp more than Woods, I think.
Nathan, and you can go over. You need to get less than 3.
43.
Away.
Well played, Nathan.
The correct answer is 32.
Oh, we're all done. Good job, Jordan.
Jordan goes up to 11. Nathan goes over at 30, and John goes over with 29.
Wow, so I'm actually really surprised Woods is getting drafted that high. Good for him. People are starting to
realize, but listen, folks, that's going to change literally in a week because Robert Woods is the prototypical type of player that once the rookies get in the system, he's going to fall behind like four of the wide receivers, three of the running backs, and he's going to go from a third round ADP to like an early fifth at best.
I don't disagree, but I do, and even right now, I don't think his trade value is that high. We just saw him go for, what was it, the late first and a late third today, and I think one of the Red List leagues, Jake traded for him.
No, I think Jake got a deal. I think Jake stole him.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. But he didn't get as much of a deal as I did in Red List 2 when I got, at the end of the season, when I got to move Spencer Ware for him straight up. That was pretty awesome.
All right, so the Bragging Matt podcast has begun. Let's
congratulate. No, this isn't the Bragging Matt podcast. This is the Bragging Jordan podcast, who crushed the first game and the third game. Jordan is the dynasty champion of the world for this week. Jordan, are you going to be able to come back and play in the Tournament of Champions once we get that set?
Yeah, man. That'll be fun.
Awesome. Awesome.
You'll have to let us know how some of the one-on-one sessions are going.
They're fun, man. I'll tell you what. Yeah. The one-on-one sessions are – I mean, amongst the most fun things of this book process, I've met a ton of cool people. And you know what? Like, we talk about team building, but for me, it's not just like me talking. It's a lot about a conversation. I take a lot from them too. Like, and there was a lot of ideas that sort of came from that that ended up being researched and put in the book. I have a lot of fun doing those. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome addition. I mean, I know Nathan does that too on his – for his DDC job, right, Nathan?
Yeah, no, I mentioned it on the Dice Tradecast that with DDC, we charge much more than $20 for a strategy session. So, if you're buying the book, get the strategy session on top and get to talk to Jordan. But also, we talked about on Tradecast, it was more so on Tradecast because it's a little bit more of a silly podcast, but we got like a free. We got a free strategy session when we had Jordan on our podcast. So if you want a free Jordan strategy session, listen to the Giants Tradecast this week.
Did he go through your Pigs One team?
No, he doesn't want to see it. No, no.
Not even analytics can save that team.
Hey, listen, it's getting better. It's getting better.
It is. You got a raw deal on that for sure. I when you were pulling off that story, I was like, this is kind of brilliant. And then it just didn't work, just unfortunately. But that's it. Jordan, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can get your book. And if you have anything else you want to plug, feel free, man.
Yeah, you can get the book, analyticsofdynasty.com/shop. You know, like we talked about, there's a strategy session in the book there for $50. You can get the book itself for $30, and it's immediately downloaded. So it's immediately able to download. So I sold all these pre-orders for months and months and months, and people ordered and waited. You can get it now. So go ahead and order it, and it's right in your desktop. You can start making trades off it immediately.
That's awesome. Someday I would like to write a book, but I don't think I have the patience for that. I can barely get through like 2,000 words, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Nathan, once again, man, glad you could come on and play some games with us. The OG Dynasty Games creator. Tell everybody where they can find you one more time.
Find me at NPALFF, Dynasty Tradecast on RotoViz Radio, Dynasty Double Take on the DLF Family Podcast. And yeah, just check out my tweets on the Twitter at NPALFF.
Aren't you guys due for a new episode?
Okay,
soon?
Well,
it's been like a month and a half.
Yeah, what the heck, man? It's like a 15-minute podcast. How come you can't get one of those a week?
Matt, do you have three kids?
I have zero kids because I am a smart man.
Dan, instead of BSing after the Tradecast podcast, let's go.
When was the last time Dan was on Tradecast? We barely get that going.
That's true.
Nathan, if you need a new co-host, I'm just saying I'm available.
There we go. Well, you can cuck to Dan.
Orphan podcast takeover. Topic right. Number one. Yeah.
John and I are just going to take it over. John, you lost this time, man. That's a weird feeling for you this season.
I don't care. I won name game. That was the most fun. I'm never going to get an ADP game in my entire life. I'll never get that. One of these times when it's released, I'll actually look at it more than just the initial look to see like, oh, okay, that's interesting. One of these days I'll do it.
For somebody, it's just weird to me that you're so bad at it when like someone who bases their entire dynasty strategy around player values, you know, like that's,
I don't play in one draft pick league now.
That's true. And also, they're all weird rules, so ADP doesn't really affect you. Yeah, that's fair.
I have one league that would be like the ADP based type league. Like that's it. One. I'm down to one.
I actually only have one quarterback league left, and I can't get rid of it, unfortunately, because I'm commissioner of it, and it's a kind of like a home league, and I would feel bad blowing up an 8-year league, you know. But otherwise, I will never join another one quarterback league.
Mine is Sanyo's Always Sunny League. I don't think I'll ever leave it, one, because I love Always Sunny so much. And
I would probably join that league. I lied. Yeah. I would probably join that league.
Like, it's worth it just because every once in a while, there's an Always Sunny reference in the chat.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the DLF Dynasty Podcast. That's not what we're doing right now. We are doing the Dynasty Game Night Podcast presented by the DLF family of podcasts. Feed on iTunes. Check all of our podcasts out there. Buy some shirts. Contact John at JohnBoschFF or me, MattPriceFF, and we'll get you a $10 shirt. Otherwise, we'll be back next time, sometime in the future. We might have one or two more episodes before we have the Tournament of Champions put together. So a couple more opportunities for people to get into that. But we'll chat with you next time. Have a great...
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.